by the mid-19th century, it is sort of portrayed comedically outside of Germany, and particularly in Britain, as this nation of thinkers and professors, this soulful kind of country where it's got lots of universities and lots of philosophers, but he's not very good at practical action. So I think there is this international perception of Germany as having a big role to play. And particularly in philosophy, people like Kant, Hegel, had been hugely important in the Enlightenment, whatever that may mean. And some historians talk of a separate German Enlightenment because there is this whole sort of trend of German idealism at the beginning of the 19th century that I won't try and describe in simple terms because I'll just get wrapped round my neck, I think, if I attempt it. But certainly there is this feeling Germany has, partly because it had been so divided politically, has many more universities than many other European countries at the beginning of the 19th century. So it is full of philosophers, thinkers. Germany is at the forefront of many academic disciplines, the sort of the modern academic discipline of history, if you like, in some senses originates in Germany with Leopold von Ranke. Modern theology, archaeology, much of sort of the work done in classics is being done in German universities in the 19th century. And Germany is kind of the place that you go in the 19th century to get a good education, and particularly to get a good scientific education. So the two UK universities, really, you have Edinburgh and St Andrews as well. There isn't really a tradition of academic research, and particularly not scientific research, in the universities by the beginning of the 19th century. So a lot of British scientists have to go to Germany to do lab work and to sort of be plugged into the latest ideas about science, about philosophy, about stuff like that. So Germany is sort of a world leader of that kind of thing. I think it's very telling that essentially the modern Britain and American university systems are imported from Germany at the end of the 19th century.